Om Shanti, and welcome everyone as well. Because this journey of meditation is really so interesting, because it has something to do with very internal work which we have to do on ourselves. Because as we have understood, those who have been joining all these days, and those who have been practicing meditation for quite some time, we have understood one thing, that what we are and what we think, that creates a vibration, that creates energy, which actually travels into our surroundings, our atmosphere, and it is influencing each and every aspect of our life. So even if when we are talking about meditating for the world, it's basically, it begins with working on myself. Because the kind of thoughts, the kind of attitude I am bringing in my inner self, in my inner being, or I would say what I am, that energy will automatically, will naturally spread into the atmosphere. And then we, all of us, we create similar, if not same, at least similar thoughts in one direction. Then this energy becomes more powerful, much, much more powerful. So today, when we are talking about acceptance, I was actually contemplating on this, not only for this talk, but for some time. I have been working and also thinking and contemplating on this word, acceptance. Because when we talk about acceptance, sometimes some people might have the feeling that it's kind of, accepting means just a kind of weakness. You know, some people have this kind of thought. So we have to again reflect on this. Is it a weakness or a strength? Or is it something even different than that? The second question which we can ask ourselves when the situations are not favorable, when the things are not happening the way we want it to happen, when people are not behaving or responding the way we want them to respond, actually that is the time when this suggestion of acceptance comes in. Because when everything is all right, when everything is according to us, we are not even talking about or thinking about acceptance. So it's basically about those situations. It's basically about those circumstances where it is something which is happening that is unexpected, unpredictable, and not according to my plans or my visions which I was creating for my present or future, or the things which I feel it should go in this direction, but it's not going in that direction. So only then we have to think about acceptance. So shall I accept it, or I should reject it? One thing, let us ask ourselves, do I have any other choice? When things are not my way, when people are not my way, even at micro level or at macro level, at world level, when we talk about it, plans, whatever plans we made, the world situation right now, if you see, if we are not in the same boat, but at least we are in the same storm, and it is affecting everyone in different ways. And if you see at individual level, similar things happening because unexpected events, unpredictable moods and emotions of the people. So there are so many things that are never in our plan, but they happen. They do happen. And most of the things are not in my control, at least as of now when it is happening. So do I have any other choice? Or I can just accept it. And then another thing comes. If I think in this way that I don't have a choice, but I have to accept it, then sometimes we feel like a victim of the situation. We feel like, you know, I have to accept. So it's like being a victim. It's a very miserable condition. Miserable state of mind, when I have no choice, I cannot do anything else, I can just accept it. So what to think, what else to think? I cannot even think about anything else. No, here is where we make a mistake. So we just need to make a little shift in our understanding of the word acceptance. One, it's not a weakness. It's a very big strength. Strength of the soul. Why? Because normally, if you say human psychology, a very normal, I'm not saying natural, but it's a very normal human psychology as of now. That when something suddenly comes, all of a sudden something happens which I'm not prepared for, we immediately have a rejection from inside. Most of the people have that. Even before thinking about any benefit, maybe later on we realize that there may be some benefit or something good hidden behind this situation, which apparently feels like a very, very negative situation, and I'm not able to accept it, but there might be some benefit in that. Even without thinking about any benefit or any brighter side of that situation, the first response usually which is coming is rejection, because I was not ready for that, because I was not prepared for that. And when I am not prepared for that, it's like, because we have designed in our mind for each and everything of our life, for each and every aspect of our life, we have designed something, you know, a vision that it should be this way. They should behave this way. When I go and talk to this person, they should respond in this way. Or at least I want them to respond in this way. So I'm not even preparing myself for any other response except the one that I want. When I'm making a plan for my future, when I'm making a plan for my, maybe in terms of profession, in terms of relationship, or in any terms, in any aspect of my life. So I'm just creating one vision. And nowadays, you know, it's a good thing when we talk about law of attraction. It's a good thing if we take it positively. It is good to think about and to create a positive vision, positive image about my future, about something that I want to happen. But there should always be a room for something unavoidable, unpredictable, and something that comes all of a sudden. And that is what we learn in our everyday lessons of spiritual study. That we should be ever ready for anything, come what may. So that I don't have to sacrifice or compromise my peace of mind. So if I want to stay calm, I want to stay peaceful, I want to stay stable, I should also be ready for anything which is against my expectations or which is actually not according to my plans, or it's not fitting into my plan of actions. It's not fitting into my plan the way I wanted my future to be, the way I wanted that next month or next year, how I was visualizing that. So I should also be ready for that. And when I am able to accept those situations, when I am able to accept those unpredictable things coming in my life all of a sudden, then I can save my energy. Otherwise, I am, for a long time, what happens, we keep fighting why it happened that way. I did so much. I made so much effort. Why do I deserve this way? Because we are actually telling ourselves that I deserve this, I deserve that. But most of all, I deserve a peaceful mind. Most important, I deserve to be calm. Very, very important, I deserve to be peaceful. I deserve to be happy. So when I accept the things as they are, because anyways I'm not able to change those situations, but accepting in a very positive way. So the first thing which I am receiving in that situation is a gift of peaceful mind. I am claiming my right to be peaceful, to be calm, to be stable, to be happy. Because no matter what I achieve in life, but it should not be at the cost of my peace of mind. This equation should be very clear in my mind, what is most important. What is important, we know. But what is most important? Because if I am able to stay calm and peaceful, then I can take right decisions. I can think of other options. I can think of other available possibilities in that situation. But if I am shaken by the situation, and when I'm shaken by the situation means I'm not accepting what happened, so I go into that mode of rejection. And the sign of rejection is, why this happened? Why me? Why with me only? So we are not able to see the bigger picture of any circumstance, any situation, but we just start becoming a victim. And these questions of why, how, why me? And why this person behaving like that? Why this situation only came in my life? So instead of thinking about or planning about some situation or some solution, I am just simply thinking about the problem. So actually, for me, acceptance means shifting from being part of the problem towards being part of the solution. What can I do now? I have to think in that direction, and if I want to think in that direction, that is why I want to emphasize on one more thing. I have to emphasize in one more thing that it's not a weakness. Acceptance doesn't mean that I just give up. No, not at all. It doesn't mean that I don't make efforts anymore. It doesn't mean if I say that I accept the person as he is or she is, if I say I accept the situations as they are, it doesn't mean that I will not try to change anything. It doesn't mean that. Because sometimes people feel that being accepting means that we become passive in our efforts. No. It can be very, very active acceptance. I accept that as of now, this is the situation. Okay, it's like that. And then with a cool mind, with a calm mind, just want to see. And you can see only with a cool and peaceful mind that whether there is one door open, if there is even a single door open from where I can start working on changing something. So either I am just accepting, letting go, I'm giving up, or, and here we are not learning that. It's not about giving up. So either what will happen, two things will happen. Either there is no chance of changing anything. Then in that case, with acceptance, a new positive attitude will develop in which I can start finding the benefit in that situation. I can start looking for something which is good, which is positive. Blessing in disguise. I can see that bright side of the situation. But yes, definitely there is some benefit in every situation. If not anything else, maybe this is coming to teach me something. It's a learning process for me. Or the other possibility is, yes, there is an option. There is one door open I can see. But how I will be able to see that? Only when I'm peaceful. And how will I be peaceful? If I accept the things as they are, yes, this is the situation. It's like this. It's like this. Instead of saying, why like this? Why not like that? It's like this. From here starts the right attitude. I'm not saying positive or negative. The right attitude. It is like this. Now what? What next? What can I do? How can I respond in this situation? So I can plan my response. Because if I don't accept, I become, it's like I'm fighting with the situation. I'm fighting with the things and the surroundings. Means I am rejecting that. And I become a victim. In that victim consciousness, I'm not able to find the solutions. I'm not able to see the brighter side. All my energies will be drained out. So if I want to maintain my energy, I want to maintain my strength. So the most important thing is acceptance. And all other values and virtues will follow this principle that first I accept, yes, it is like this. And then some people might feel that if I just accept everyone as they are, people will start taking me for granted. You know, there is a different perspective about this rule of acceptance. It can be in terms of any relationship. It can be in terms of, because it's about an attitude. If I have that attitude of rejecting, then I will reject everything which is not according to me. Be it people, be it the situations, whatever it is. Because it's an attitude, it's a personality trait. If I have that personality trait, if I have that kind of attitude, then for everything that comes, which is not according to my plans, which is not according to my vision, the first response that I create is rejection. So if it is about the people in my life, my relationships, and they are not behaving the way I want them to behave, rejection. No, it's not right. It's not right. It should not be like that. Why this person is doing like that? And in this process, what I give I will get, I'm never able to solve the issue. Even if really it's a problem, okay, we agree, and it's a big trouble, and the person that person is creating a very, very big issue. But the first step is, I know it's like this. It can be a story behind that, I don't know why this person is behaving this way, why this person is like that, deliberately doing it or just doing it as a, you know, because of their habits and their nature, whatever it is. But there is a history of every individual that we don't know. So first thing is I accept that this personality is like that. And then I start working on that, okay, this is like this, but now what can I do? So that is the right attitude. Otherwise, I won't be able to solve the things, resolve the things. The only possibility is created if I give response from my attitude of acceptance. And it will happen. It happens every day. If I check my day throughout the day, how many things are happening according to my visions and my expectations? And most of the times when we are disturbed, it is because the things and the happenings, the events, they are not fitting into that vision, that image that I have created for my life. And it won't always. It won't. You know, sometimes when people are working through that law of attraction, sometimes they have that kind of image that now, you know, I'm just creating a very positive image. It should be like this. It will be like this. It will be like this. And it will become like that. So we are not keeping any room for anything else which is coming all of a sudden. It will come. So first I have to tell myself, things will not happen always the way I want them to happen. And it's not a negative thought. It's not a negative thought at all. People will not always behave the way I want them to behave. It's not a negative thought. It's a very practical thought. And it's only because of this thought that then I am able to maintain my positivity even in the negative situations. Even if things are not happening according to me, then also I am able to maintain my peace of mind. Because I was already prepared. Like a sportsman spirit, you know. I am not preparing for failures. I am preparing for success. But I am ready to face the failure also, because my success is not only depending on 100% on my efforts or my plans. Even if I'm putting in 100% from my side. But there are many other factors which are not in my control. And if people who are not ready for the failure, the result we see, stress, depression, anxiety, all these things are happening because of that. So, we keep this sportsman spirit. So if I maintain that attitude, then I'm able to remain stable, remain peaceful, and then anything becomes possible. Even impossible becomes possible because I'm able to decide. I'm able to take an action. I'm not becoming passive, but I am able to act decisively. If that makes sense to all of you.
I know it's a long topic to be discussed, to be contemplated, and there's a lot of wisdom around it. But just one question I would like to ask, if I'm allowed to, Sister Sapna.
Sure.
How acceptance is helping us on journey of meditation? How is it connected?
Now we will go for meditation also. So when I said that first thing is, as soon as I create this attitude of acceptance, I can remain stable and peaceful. Like I said in the beginning, I mentioned that whatever we are, whatever thoughts and attitudes we are creating within us, that is creating energy, and that energy is spreading into the atmosphere. So if I am creating this energy of acceptance, because in why I want to do meditation, first we should be clear that, about that. First thing is for myself, so that I can be peaceful, I can heal my inner self, I can release myself of all the stress and worries and tensions and negativities, and I can stay in that original being that I am. Secondly, through my meditation, I am creating an atmosphere. And if I accept, you know, it's such a beautiful feeling. I accept everyone and everything as they are. Understanding and accepting. Then that positive energy flows naturally from me into the atmosphere. It flows naturally everywhere, and it's touching the hearts of others as well, because what I give, I will get. And if we do that collectively, if only few of us also can realize that importance of acceptance, we can really create a very, very beautiful atmosphere around us. Because this is something that is lacking nowadays. Everyone is blaming each other or blaming the situations. So in that kind of darkness and negative energy around us, if we can light a lamp of positivity through this value, it will help ourselves and also the atmosphere. I think that's useful.